You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Seydou Doumbia to score and Newcastle to win is 7-2, and Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win 8-1. This is huge for Newcastle, this game. 2 points behind Norwich in the battle to survive. And if they're going to survive, this is a game in which they really need to grab those 3 points, especially if they want to suck West Brom in, because if West Brom manage to win this game, they're pretty much safe.
Yes, indeed. It is huge. I mean, it's a bit harsh, isn't it, saying, you know, oh, Newcastle spent all that money and then they go and lose 3-0. It does take a bit longer than, you know, 2 days for your team to bed in. But he is under pressure. I mean, there's no question about that. That you do have to start winning games having spent that money. You know, we haven't talked about, you know, I mean, Andros Townsend, I mean, spent a bit of cash on him, admittedly, but decent player. You know,
I think he's useless, mate.
Do you think?
I don't think he's a decent player.
Two seasons ago, he was like, there was a future of English football.
He's been incredible. He's played 10 games for England and got 3 goals.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I just think he's, I think his end product is absolutely abysmal. I think they've flushed a lot of cash down the toilet with him. Yeah,
fair enough. I stand corrected.
We'll see though.
Yeah. Obviously, Doumbia is the big one, isn't it? And, you know, how quickly will he take to settle into to English football? You know, obviously, they've already got Jonjo Shelvey as well. But you look down that list of players and you think, come on.
Yeah.
This isn't a team that should be getting relegated. So you'd imagine somewhere along the line they will start to pick up. I mean, West Brom, I think I put West Brom to be one of the teams who would be getting dragged into trouble at the start of the season. Everyone said to me, yeah, but Pulis doesn't get relegated. Well, they don't look a very good team, do they? They look flat a lot of the time to
me. They were quite lucky on Tuesday to snatch that late point against Swansea.
Yeah, Rondon scoring really late on. Put Newcastle the odds on. I mean, come on. I'm struggling here, I must admit. I'm struggling to figure out a bet. And how are Newcastle going to play? Because they have to win this game. You know, there's no point in sitting back and trying to go for the draw. You know, West Brom, that whole idea of West Brom sitting back and containing teams, where? I mean, they did it well against Bristol City, but they conceded 3 at Southampton, 2 at Chelsea, lost to Swansea 1-0, conceded 2 at Liverpool. Pulis seems to have lost the plot a little bit here. I'm going to go for Newcastle to win the game, and I'm going to go for both teams to score, I think. So that's 19-5, which makes it a bit more palatable backing Newcastle. I think Newcastle will score 2 goals in this game. I'm still a little bit worried whether West Brom score any at all, but I'll go for Newcastle to win it and both teams to score.
19-5. This looks tricky, this one, Derek.
I think you've only got a downer on Andros Townsend because he's Darts walk-on fair, haven't you? I've got a downer on too for that reason. What a stick in that was. I couldn't wait to tell my mate when I found out that story, just so he'd be as gutted as I was when I heard it. Isn't it? We never lose our schoolboy feelings, do we? I don't know. This game is a tough one. I mean, West Brom are doing my nut in because they just don't win enough games and you don't know what you're going to get from them. Newcastle, what I've noticed about Newcastle this season is that when they really look in trouble, when you're thinking, yeah, they're going to go down, they suddenly find 2 or 3 results from somewhere. It's as if they can't be bothered trying until, yeah, the chips are really down. And I've just got a sneaking fancy for them this game, 21-20. See, if Newcastle played to their optimum and West Brom played to their optimum, Newcastle would win 9 times out of 10, I would suggest.
Yeah.
I think they've got a bit in their favour here, principally the fact that West Brom are the opponents. I'm going to go for Newcastle. I'm going to give them another try here because I think sooner or later, I don't think they'll go down. I think they are too good to go down. And that doesn't apply to Norwich, who are just above them.
I know what Lee's saying about Pulis as well, but you've got Steve McLaren versus Tony Pulis here. That's what concerns me if you're back in Newcastle.
Yeah, that is the problem because I was about to say that before, Dave. Lee was going on about, well, you look at the Newcastle players and that's a team and that's too good to go down. But they've got him, they're saddled with him as a manager, you know, the quiff, and he's just not up to it, is he? He's just ain't up to it.
I agree.
Oh, I think he is.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's all right. I know he's had his problems, but no, I think he's all right, personally.
That says it all, doesn't it, Derek?
Aren't
you? Yeah, well, you thought Dele Alli's goal was better than Jamie Vardy's. So,
let's not get back into that again.
Newcastle for me to win, 21-20.
One other bet that I quite like here is that is the Newcastle over 1.5 goals in the match. So 2 or more goals for Newcastle at 7-5. You know, they've scored 2 against West Ham, Man United, against Liverpool as well. Scored 6 against Norwich, 2 against Chelsea, 2 against Southampton. It's happened enough against teams who are equal or better than West Brom for me to think that, you know, with that big crowd behind them and then some injection of new players over 1.5 Andros Townsend goals at 100-1. Watch it happen now. That's not a real price, by the way. Anyone out there?
Well, I've got a huge Newcastle fan who had me a bet that he'd get 3 Premier League goals this season.
Townsend?
Yeah.
Oh, he will.
He won.
What price you get?
Oh, evens. Oh, it was 2.5 the spread, and I've gone under, and he's gone over.
Yeah, he'll get 3. He'll do that. He'll get 3, then everyone will love him, and he'll just never see him again.
I disagree.
He's struggling there, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.